This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Football Nation is all football all the time. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. We have so much to do. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be an entertaining show. It's going to be an informative show. A lot of Week 6 previews, some bold predictions. We will reveal our top 10 and bottom 5 teams in the NFL heading into Week 6. Todd, can you believe we're already into the middle of October, Week 6 of the 2012 NFL season?
It goes by fast, my friend. We wait all offseason. There's always a little bit of drama. 2 years ago, we had the labor strife with the players, and then we had the replacement ref stuff. But right now, Bill, it's all football. There's no more surprises. You know, there's a couple teams that have to dig themselves out of a hole, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But right in the nitty-gritty, man, this is it. You got to love it.
Big game for the Patriots coming up this weekend. They are on a two-game winning streak. They'll head out to Seattle to play the Seahawks. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us later to help us break down that matchup. We have the question of the day here on Football Nation. We want to know what team is the biggest joke of the NFL right now. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 508-298-0398, and you can email in webradio@patriots.com or chime in on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc. Todd, who's your candidate for the biggest joke team in the NFL right now?
Nope, it's a simple one for me, Bill.
Yeah.
M-E-S-S, mess, the Jets, of course. It's a circus. Every week they bring new storylines to the table. There you go. I love it, man. It's the train wreck. It's a circus. Every week there's a new storyline. It's the story that won't go away. They've been feeding us storylines, Bill, since the first week of August when their offense looked terrible in that first preseason game. And here we are, what, like 10 weeks later? And we're still in the same spot we were on August 1st. Love it.
They do a great job of dominating headlines, do not do a great job of dominating the opposing teams.
No, and how about them, like, treating that game the other night like a moral victory, by the way?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. You got shut down at home. You had a lucky kickoff return for a touchdown. You hung around for a little bit, but the moral victory part, I do not understand.
No, and that's what it's come to with the Jets, Bill. Yeah. That's what it's come to. It still amazes me that they're 2-3. I mean, how is this team 2-3? Unbelievably, you know what I mean? I mean, we're talking about them last week like they were an 0-14. They were 2-2.
Well, let's look who they beat, Todd. They beat the Bills the first week of the season. We all know the Bills' defense sucks. And then they beat the Miami Dolphins in overtime when their kicker missed a field goal, but Joe Philbin, the head coach of Miami, called a timeout, and they got to re-kick. So, you know, look at their two wins. Not very impressive.
No, I totally agree. Totally agree. But still, they're wins, you know? I mean, heading into last weekend, they were tied with the Patriots on the wins and losses column. They were both 2-2, which was pretty amazing the way we were talking about them, you know? But that's the answer to the question as far as I'm concerned, man. We'll see what the audience says, if they agree with me or not. But the biggest joke in the NFL, M-E-S-S, mess.
Yeah, let us know. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Give us a call right now. Let us know who you think the biggest joke in the NFL is. We'll let you know where the Jets rank in our bottom five, if they made the bottom five of our 2012 power rankings. Todd, before we get into any of that, I think we should go ahead and address the idiot report, the idiots from week five of the NFL. All right, so let's start it off, Todd. We got Terrell Owens.
Ugh. Will this guy just go away? Jeez.
Idiot.
Terrell Owens, he sent out a tweet. Speaking of the New York Jets, Terrell Owens sent out a tweet on Monday Night Football telling the Jets to contact his agent. He's ready, willing, and able to come join the Jets and play with them for the remaining games in 2012.
You know, are we surprised by that at all? This guy's in pure desperation mode. Has he been on that Dancing with the Stars show yet? I'm not into that show.
No, not yet.
But, you know, it seems like every wide receiver whose career comes to an end goes on that show. He's just, a few months away from having him. That's his next step, right? That's his next career move. He certainly won't be playing for the Jets anytime soon.
I'm pretty sure he's has some financial troubles, too, so he needs the money.
Exactly.
But, you know, is he more suited for Dancing with the Stars or, you know, Celebrity Rehab? I'm a former NFL great, and now I can't get anyone to pick me up.
Or, you know, or, again, if the Jets need a new storyline in a couple of weeks, you know, let's say they start Tebow the next couple of weeks and we get we get some mileage in the press about the whole Tebow thing. But if that gets a little bit stale, maybe they'll bring T.O. on board to give us another couple of weeks to talk about.
It's my quarterback.
All right, next up on the idiot report, the Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Such an idiot.
How about this, Todd? They were booing Matt Cassel after he got knocked out. Kansas City fans, I understand you are frustrated with the way that Matt Cassel has been playing. But you know what? You don't cheer for a guy when he gets knocked out. He could have had a serious injury. That's really inhumane of the Kansas City people that were cheering when he got hurt. And now, as punishment, the football gods gave you Brady Quinn under center. So there you go for that. That's your punishment for cheering for your starting quarterback when he went down with an injury.
Yeah, not good in Kansas City. I remember way back when Michael Irvin got injured at the Vet against the Philadelphia Eagles, and those fans basically gave a standing ovation of cheers when he got hurt. And it wasn't to see if he was okay getting off the field. They were mean and nasty with Irvin, and that pretty much ended Irvin's career. So this wasn't quite to that level, but sure didn't look good.
And, you know, that's a little different because Michael Irvin was playing for the Cowboys, big rivalry for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is their own quarterback.
Yeah,
were booing their own quarterback. I couldn't believe it. Very disgusting, inhumane, sickening. Their offensive lineman had a few things to say to the Chiefs crowd. But now you have Brady Quinn under center, so you made your bed, now you have to sleep in it.
Yeah,
all right, next up on the Idiot Report, Philadelphia Eagles' Kirk Coleman.
Freaking idiot.
After his tackle on Antonio Brown, did you see this, Todd? He threw Brown's shoe to the sidelines. You know, as Austin Powers would say, who throws a shoe?
You know, it was funny because they show that, and he chucked it, man. I mean, he threw that thing. I can't believe he didn't get a penalty. They must not have seen him do it.
A wasn't delay like a game or something,
shoe?
Right?
Wasn't the shoe, like, pink for the breast cancer thing, too?
Yes.
You couldn't miss it. I mean, you see a pink, you know, thing getting flying through the air. He threw that thing, like, 20 yards.
He threw it right to the sidelines.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Later in the game, too, did you see him step on the back of the Steelers offensive lineman?
Yeah, he jumped on Pouncey.
Yeah, he did a little double kick, jump on his back and tried to make it look nonchalant. But
yeah, I saw that.
Coleman's getting nasty, man. He is getting nasty.
All right, how about next up on the Idiot Report, New England Patriots receiver Wes Welker.
Idiot.
Now, the reason why I'm putting Welker on the Idiot Report this week, he was calling out Coach Bill Belichick in a press conference. We all know that to start the season, Welker was in the doghouse for whatever reason, his contract issue or who knows what. But now that Welker's been dominant the last few weeks, he comes out to the media and he says, you know, Kevin, do you have that clip when
yeah,
when
it's, he says it's kind of nice to stick it in Bill's face every once in a while. So this is definitely a good one.
Yeah, like, why would he come out and say that? You just got out of the doghouse. Now do you want to go back in it?
Bad karma, man. You don't mess with Bill.
No, you don't.
Mess with Bill. You just kind of want to keep your mouth
shut.
He's in a good spot right now. And why mess with a good thing? But we'll see what happens. This will blow over. I'm not too worried about it.
Unexcused.
Unexcused. All right, next up on the Idiot Report, Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Brandon Weeden.
Idiot.
Did you see this, Todd? He attempted to throw a pass. It gets deflected back into his hands. Then he tries to throw it again. Now, he completed a touchdown on the play, but you can't throw two forward passes on one play. The guy is 28 years old. Despite him being a rookie, he should know the rules by now.
Yeah. I mean, has he been going to the Donovan McNabb School of Quarterback Rules?
Could be. Yeah,
well,
I'd hate to see what happened in overtime if we were tied and it was the playoffs.
I mean, come on, Whedon. Old man Whedon should know better than that. But I don't know, man. I guess I'll give him a slight pass on this. The heat of the moment, the ball gets rejected back in your face. You know, he decided just to throw it again. Why not?
All right, next up on the Idiot Report, we have the NFL forgiving a stat correction to Big Ben Roethlisberger a few days after their Week 5 victory. They initially ruled Rashard Mendenhall's touchdown a rushing touchdown, but now the NFL came out, they switched it from a rushing touchdown, and they gave Big Ben credit for passing the TD. Mendenhall gets a receiving touchdown. A lot of fantasy implications on this one, because now Big Ben was awarded with 4 or 6 extra points.
Such
it's funny,
idiot.
I was watching this game live, Bill, and it's amazing the wide reach of fantasy football into the national mindset. If you're watching the game, the broadcasters during the game, I believe it was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they made a note like three times to tell the audience that that was a backwards pass. And you know why they did that? And they actually mentioned it. They're like, for you fantasy owners out there, that was a backwards pass. That's a rush for Mendenhall. They kept bringing it up. I thought that was very interesting.
Well,
but even more interesting, like you said, was it wasn't until Wednesday.
Right.
The NFL changed it, said it was a forward pass. So, you know, if you're playing fantasy football and you're playing Big Ben, he just got a few more points added to his stat line, which is pretty interesting. It took so long. I don't, you and I work in this business, Bill, and a lot of statistics on the websites that we run. It still amazes me it takes them this long to finalize the stats.
Right.
Why does it take so long in this day and age? Shouldn't take this
crazy.
Long.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
They should have it all figured out, you know, Sunday night, Monday morning. You know, that should be it.
All right. Are there any other reports, anyone else we have to mention on the idiot report for week five?
Well, we could mention you, Mr. Bill Enright.
I think
we have to.
Well, I don't think we want to do that.
Kevin, you know what? I'm not even, should I set this up? Do you have a clip for me here, Kevin?
I have a clip. Yeah, you can set up the clip.
All right,
though,
let me set it up. If anybody was listening to the show last Thursday, we like to make predictions for the upcoming weekend of games. And we're going to make plenty of predictions this week, so there'll be more time for Bill to make stupid comments. Yeah. Last week, Bill said that if the Jets, the New York Jets, scored more than 10 points, there would be some ramifications. And if you watch that Monday Night Football game, they did score more than 10 points. Kevin, why don't you play the clip from last week, and then we'll discuss.
No. Here we go.
I'll tell you what. If the Jets score more than 10 points, I'll pull, like, some kind of stunt. I'll show up, you know, in Times Square wearing, like, a bikini or something like that.
Drag.
Yeah, something like that. How does that sound?
Oh, my God.
If the Jets score more than 10 points against the Houston Texans, you could find Bill Enright in the middle of Times Square dressed up in drag.
With high heels.
With high heels. Kevin, I'll let you pick them out.
Okay. Kevin's enjoying this description a little too much. What else do you need, Kevin? What other things do you need Bill to be wearing? What color wig? You know,
yeah,
what kind of
lipstick?
Have
a blonde wig, probably. You know.
All right, hold on. I'm writing all this down.
Yeah.
Blonde wig.
Yep.
All right. If the Jets score more than 10 points, blonde wig.
Yep.
High heels.
I'll leave the dress up to you. You know how short it has to be and all that.
I'll get a dress from my girlfriend.
We don't want to show too
I'm
much.
I'm not going
leg,
out and buying
you know what
a
I
dress.
Mean? Yeah. Be tough.
All right, and what about what are those things, like those big fluffy feather things that Hulk Hogan used to wear, like back in the day?
Yeah, those like scarf things?
Yeah, like a big, what are those called?
I have no idea what those are called.
Whatever they are, I'll wear one of those, and I'll take
you gotta
the
have,
trip
you
to
gotta have You have to have the girlfriend do you up, too, with the makeup and the glitter and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
So Kevin, suddenly, and I know you're a huge Patriots guy, Kevin, but suddenly you have to root for the Jets to score a couple touchdowns now.
That's all she wrote, guys.
Wow.
Oh,
Bill.
Man, how can I make my own idiot report?
This it won't be the last time, Bill.
This is
stick
absurd.
Your foot in your mouth.
This is absolutely absurd. You know, I was watching that Monday night game. I realized that I had that bet with nobody other than myself that the Jets would say, you know, the Jets would not score more than 10 points. And what happens? I'm watching the game. Friggin' Joe McKnight. Runs back a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and that's what did
you. You leave Joe McKnight out of this. He is a saint. I was rooting for him the whole way down the sideline, praying that there'd be no flags.
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
I was for a flag.
You know, it's funny, because I happened to share this story with my 8-year-old son. Okay,
oh, no.
So we're watching the game, because even my son knew that was a bad game, okay?
Yeah.
He said, it's a terrible game. You know, I told him the matchup. I go, well, there's one thing to root for here. I said, you can root for, you know, Bill, the guy I work with. He's like, yeah. I go, well, here's the deal. And I told him what was going on. He was upset at the end of the first half. Remember the Jets marched it down to inside the 10-yard line and threw the interception?
Yes, I was very excited.
And my son was like, oh, Bill got lucky there. And I was like, yeah, well, the game's not over yet. The game's not over yet. And sure enough, Joe McKnight comes to the rescue. Loved it. So, Bill, you know, we'll discuss the details of, you know, this bet, and we'll be sure to –
yeah, we need to publish the details of Bill's performance somewhere, you know?
You know, listen, I am a man of my word.
Maybe get some of the Rockettes around him.
Whenever I make a bet, I always come through. I always pay my bets.
Idiot.
So I will pay up on this one. I made the bet. You know, I have no shame about living up to my end of the deal. I get that's only fair. Now, we're going to have to, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to do it right. So I want some publicity. I want a lot of people around. I want some paparazzi there. You know, if someone can contact maybe Rex Ryan. I know his wife is into some crazy kind of stuff. Maybe she can help me out
really
with dresses.
So
we'll see what happens. But if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
That's being a jackass.
But listening back on it, Todd was totally right. I got way into, you know, way too far into the description there.
Yeah, you really did.
You know,
you really
I just listening to it again as I was cutting it, I was like, do I just want to cut myself up because I look like an idiot here?
All right, we are just getting started here on Football Nation. Here's the thing. We want to hear from everyone. What team is the biggest joke in the NFL? 508-298-0398. Give us a call right now. You can email in webradio@patriots.com. Also, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/footballnationllc. We'll be taking your fantasy football questions in just a bit. But before we go to the break, I want to remind everyone you don't want to miss our next segment where we will reveal the NFL power rankings heading into week six, the top 10 teams and the bottom 5 teams. You won't want to miss it. It's all coming up next right here on Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation, Patriots.com Radio. Todd DeVries, Bill Enright here hanging out with you. We're just getting started on the show today. We are going to reveal the bottom five teams in the NFL and the top 10 teams in the NFL. It's time for our weekly NFL Football Nation Power Rankings. Todd, let's start it off with the bottom five. Who do we have coming in at number 28?
How about those Kansas City Boo Birds? The Kansas City Chiefs roll in at number 28, Bill. They are 1-4 on the season, 0-3 at home. And they're not looking good in the process, are they?
That's surprising because the Arrowhead used to be a very tough place to play. That crowd has always been very dedicated to the Chiefs organization. But when you're booing against your own team, no wonder why teams are coming in and blowing you guys out at home. Now, I know the Ravens didn't blow them out, but you get the point I'm trying to make is home field advantage, you're supposed to be rooting against the other team, not booing your own team. Come on, Kansas City Chiefs fans, you guys are better than that. I thought the Chiefs were going to be really good this year. Actually, I predicted that they would win the AFC West, but that doesn't look like the case anymore. They're sitting at 1-4 right now and number 28, the bottom five of our Week 6 power rankings.
All right, Bill, how about we move on to number 29? And this is a team on the rise in our rankings, if that makes sense, in a good way. The Cleveland Browns move up, correct?
Yeah, you know, the Cleveland Browns, even though they haven't won a game yet, they're actually moving up our power rankings. And the reason is they've been hanging around with some pretty good teams. You saw what they did against the New York Giants, popped off to a 14-0 lead early in the game, and then kind of things started to fall apart for them. But at least they're hanging in there with some good teams. They have the Cincinnati Bengals on the schedule this week. So the Browns, although they're winless, we have them up above some of the other really poor joke of franchises here in 2012.
They get your Bengals, Bill, and then they get the Colts and Chargers. Don't be surprised if they pull off a win or two in the next 3 weeks. At number 30,
yeah,
it's the team we love to talk about. They provide us with so much joy and information and storylines. The New York Jets.
The New York Jets, they're coming in at number 30, Todd. Even though they have two wins, I said it at the opening of the show, let's keep in mind who they beat, all right? They beat the Miami Dolphins in overtime. It shouldn't have even been a victory for the Jets, but it was. And then they beat the Buffalo Bills week one. The Jets were at home in MetLife Stadium, and they blew the Bills out, 48 points, and we kind of said to ourselves, well, is this more of the Jets' offense being really good or more of the Bills' defense being good? And now that we are in week six, we know that it was the Bills' defense being really bad. The Jets' offense, they stink. Darrell Revis out for the year. Santonio Holmes out for the year. Mark Sanchez can't complete a pass. Tim Tebow controversy. The Jets are a mess. They're sinking fast. Jump ship before it's too late.
And I tell you what, they have the Colts this week, which, you know, with Andrew Luck, quarterback, looking great. But you never know. Rookie quarterback could have a bad day. Jets, you know, you never know with the Jets. They actually could pull out a close one. But then the next week, Bill, they come to Gillette Stadium to take on those Patriots. Oh, boy. Next week on this show, we're going to have a lot of fun previewing that one.
I can't wait for that.
All right, number 31 on our list, the Tennessee Titans.
You know, the Tennessee Titans, were airing this show on Thursday. So if you're listening to the show live on Patriots.com radio, then you know this: the Titans are about to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight. If you're listening to the show on the podcast, then you already know the Titans got blown out by the Steelers, which I think is going to happen on Thursday Night Football. The Titans are awful. They have Matt Hasselbeck starting under center. Jake Locker is nowhere to be found, dealing with that shoulder injury. Chris Johnson can no longer run the ball, blaming everything on his offensive line. Their defense is terrible. Their coach is terrible. The Tennessee Titans will remain one of the worst two teams in the NFL all year long.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the Bills and how bad their defense is, giving up 176 points in five games. There's one team in the league worse, and that's the Titans, Bill. 181 points
compared to the 88 that they scored.
All right. And now, Bill, number 32, the worst team in the NFL, those Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't know how they actually won a game, but they did. They're heading into a bye week, so they're not going to lose any time this week, which is good for them, I suppose. But they're going nowhere fast. Blaine Gabbert, it looks like he's still lost out there. He still looks like a rookie. MJD is really the only shining star on that entire team. Their defense is pretty good, but their offense just doesn't score any points, and that's why they're losing.
You know, I was watching Red Zone last week because I'm sure as hell wasn't going to spend a lot of time on that Bears-Jags game. But it was 3-3 at halftime, Bill. And with 5 minutes left in the third quarter, it was 6-3 Bears. Final score, 41-3.
Right. The Bears' defense came out of hibernating.
Yeah, a couple interception returns for touchdowns, and then, you know, all hell broke loose. So the Jags, rightfully so, right now, are the worst team in the NFL, according to Football Nation.
All right, what do you say we go to the, you know, from worst to best? Now let's do our top 10 power rankings for 2012 so far.
Let's go at number 10. That is the New York Giants, Bill. They had a little bit of a struggle with the Browns last week for a little bit, and then they pulled away in a big way. And they are 3-2 on the young season. And you never know with the Giants, Bill. They always kind of struggle and not look the greatest the first half of the year, but they turn it on when it matters, when the weather gets a little chillier in December and January.
You look at the New England Patriots. They have the most points in the league right now, points for 165. New York Giants right behind them with 152, and that's why the Giants are collecting some wins here in the last couple weeks, because their defense has been letting up a lot of points. Look what they did against the Cleveland Browns, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Philadelphia Eagles. Their defense has given up points, but luckily their offense is outscoring their opponents, and that's why they've been able to win some games.
Well, I hope that's how they're winning games, by outscoring their opponents, Bill.
Well, you know what I mean.
At number 9, those Philadelphia Eagles. Now, this is, you know, we have to admit, when we were doing this top 10, there's a lot of teams we could have put here at 10 and 9 and even 8. But the Eagles they were number 9 last week. They lose to the Steelers and remain number 9 on our rankings.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to put the Giants ahead of the Eagles because the Eagles beat the Giants. And I wasn't going to put the Eagles ahead of the Steelers because the Steelers just beat the Eagles. So this is where I kind of felt like there was a nice flow to our power rankings this week. 10, you had the Giants. 9, you had the Eagles. They're 3-2. They stick at number 9, even they lost to a good team in Pittsburgh. And then that's where the Steelers come in, right at number 8. They're sitting at 2-2, taking on the Tennessee Titans here in Week 6.
Yeah, they're about to be 3-2, Bill. You know, the Giants at 10, Eagles 9, Steelers 8. These teams are all capable of going on a major run here at any point in the season. So right now they're kind of hanging out, you know, in the bottom part of our top 10. But don't be surprised if one of them shoots up and wins 4 or 5 in a row.
Right. This is not a record. This is who we think is a really good team in the NFL. It's not a record list. You can just go look at NFL.com for the standings. That's not fun. That's no point of just revealing everyone's record. We want to do a power rankings.
That's right. And number 7 in those power rankings, how about the Chicago Bears and that opportunistic defense, Bill? Oh my gosh, if you're a fantasy guy and you have the Chicago Bears as your fantasy defense, you've done quite well the last couple of weeks.
I believe in the last 3 games, the Chicago Bears defense has scored more points than the New York Jets offense. What do you think about that stat?
It all comes back to the Jets.
It always does.
Not surprising at all. Hey, number 6 on the list, Bill, those Minnesota Vikings, also from that NFC North. How about the Vikings 4-1 on the season?
And, you know, this is the first time the Minnesota Vikings are in our top 10. They're at number 6 this week. They're 4-1. They're on top of the NFC North. I don't know if that's hard to believe, considering who you thought would be there at the beginning of the season. They play the Packers. They play the Bears. They play the Lions. And all of a sudden, we see the Vikings as the number 1 team in the NFC North, right above or right below the Chicago Bears in our Football Nation power rankings. I like what the Vikings have been doing. really good on defense. I like their special teams, and they have a solid offense. Not amazing offense. They're not going to blow people out by the amount of points they score, but a very solid, smart offensive scheme that I really like. I enjoy watching the Vikings play.
Next three games are winnable, Bill. Redskins, yeah. Cardinals, and Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That's
they
winnable,
can go to 7-1.
It could. 6-2, 7-1 is a possibility.
Yep.
All right. Coming in at number five, those New England Patriots, Bill.
You know, the Patriots, I mentioned this, I think, last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. In 2011, they lost back-to-back games, and they reeled off eight straight wins. What did they do in 2012? Well, they lost back-to-back games, Cardinals and Ravens, in weeks two and weeks three, and now all of a sudden we see them string together two solid wins over the Bills and the Broncos. Now they're going out to Seattle. I think they're going to continue the winning streak. When you have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, that's all you need. I say it all the time. That's what winning is all about, having a good coach and a good quarterback. The Patriots have both, and that's why they're in our top five.
And if they get by Seattle on the road this week, Bill, listen to the next set of games. They got the Jets, Rams, Bills, Colts, Jets, Dolphins.
Yes, we will actually go through the entire Patriots schedule a little later in the show and kind of predict when they're going to win, when they're going to lose, if at all they're going to lose. But that should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that a little later.
All right, number four on the list is a team that beat the Patriots earlier in the season, Bill. That's the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, so the Ravens, they've been playing really well on both offense and defense, only allowing 89 points against them this year. They've scored 130, so they're right in that same range with the top offenses in the league, which is pretty interesting when you think about the Baltimore Ravens. They're known for their defense. But Joe Flacco has been playing well. Disregard that game against Kansas City. It was a sloppy, sloppy game. I think they'll get back to scoring a lot of points in week six against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, they looked pretty awful on offense last week. So, like you said, they've got Dallas and Houston coming up next and then a bye week. All right, Bill, number three on our list, those undefeated Atlanta Falcons.
And you know, the Falcons, they're 5-0 right now. But, you know, you take away that win. I'm not taking away a win, but think about that game against the Carolina Panthers where they really won it in the last 30 seconds. They didn't blow the Washington Redskins out of the water. So although they're undefeated right now, we don't have them in our top one and two spots like we did last week because they're starting to, you know, some teams are starting to catch up to them. I don't like all these close wins that the Falcons are pulling off. I want to see them blow teams out of the water. That's what I like. I want to see Matt Ryan dropping dimes all over the field, scoring five touchdowns a game.
Well, they got the Raiders this week and then a bye week, and then they have a difficult 3 weeks against the Eagles, Cowboys, and Saints. I think we're going to learn a lot about those Falcons at the end of October and early November.
They might drop two of those three games. Would you say Saints, Eagles, Cowboys?
Eagles at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then home against Dallas and then at the Saints.
They might drop two of those three.
I'm not a believer in the Falcons. I'm just going to go on record. We'll talk about this later in this show or in a future show. I am not a believer in the Falcons. And quite frankly, I could have ranked them number five here on this list. I think the Patriots and Ravens would both beat the Falcons if they played right now.
All right.
Number two on our list, Bill. Number two on our list. They racked up 610 yards of offense last week.
Yeah.
I don't care that it was against the Buffalo Bills. The San Francisco 49ers are a machine right now. 610 yards was a franchise record. Forget Steve Young, Joe Montana, and all the rest. Alex Smith and his offense put up over 600 yards.
And they're playing lights out right now on both sides of the football, and their defense is just incredible. They shut down the New York Jets. They shut down the Buffalo Bills. I think each team, what did they score, 3 points? They shut out the Jets, right? The Jets scored 0 points, and then the Bills, I think they scored 3 points. So
yeah,
that's 3 points.
Great, 34-0 over the Jets, 45-3 over the Bills.
Right, so 3 points they let up in the last 2 weeks. That's incredible, absolutely incredible. And think about their only loss. It's to the number six team that we have on our power rankings, the Minnesota Vikings. So 49ers, they're just, you know, they're a powerhouse. I don't know if any team's really going to be able to slow them down this year. They'll finish with the number one record in the NFC.
Well, there might be one team they might meet in early February, Bill, and that's our number one team, those Houston Texans.
Yep, they were number one last week. They're number one again this week. Kerry Bird from Cold Hard Football Facts will join us in a little bit, and he'll explain just how good they are on defense. They're a statistical mismatch with every one of their opponents. They just clear the charts up and down each category. J.J. Watt is a defensive maniac. He may be this year's NFL MVP, first defensive NFL MVP, I believe, since 1986 when Lawrence Taylor won it. Texans are just playing great right now. They have a great rushing attack with Arian Foster, and I can't say enough good things about the Houston Texans. I believe this is their 10th year anniversary being in the NFL. Can you confirm that? Anyone confirm that? Am I making that up?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know where you heard that. Maybe that's the case. Doesn't matter, buddy. They've got an easy division, and you know, we'll find out what happens with them on Monday, December 10th, when they take on those Patriots in Gillette.
Yeah, that's the game I want. That's the game I'm looking forward
to.
Huge
game. They also have the Bears. They have the Bears and the Ravens and the Packers before then too. So they're going to be, you know, facing some stiffer competition. Four of the five games they've won were against some pretty weak teams. So yeah, this hard schedule's upcoming for those Texans.
All right, Todd, it's time to bring on our favorite guest, Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts. You can hear his show, Cold Hard Football Facts, right here, Patriots.com Radio, every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, download the podcast on iTunes. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts.
You're as cold as ice.
You don't look at stats or chicken wings the way Kerry Byrne does. It's time for the Cold Hard Football Facts, right here on Football Nation.
Kerry, thanks so much for joining us. What's going on?
Gentlemen, I like the fact that you have Houston and San Francisco 1-2 in your power rankings, because if you know, my Super Bowl prediction this year back in August was Houston over San Francisco in the Super Bowl, and right now it's shaping up just the way I anticipated. Of course, plenty of time for me to be humbled and knocked back to earth, but I like what I'm seeing out of both those teams right now.
Well, Kerry, you mentioned being humble and knocked back to earth. I had the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl, so imagine how I felt.
The year they were 2-14, I had them go in the Super Bowl. So we swing and miss sometimes, Bill. You're not alone.
All right, but in all honesty, these Houston Texans, I mean, your stats say it. How many categories are they number one in?
Well, let me tell you this. What we do something at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. And by the way, we're giving away a free 1-week trial to Cold Hard Football Facts Insider this week.
Okay.
Folks want to check it out, kick the tires for a little while on Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. So what we do, we size up every team in every game in 20 different quality stats, 20 different categories. Right now, guys, Houston side-by-side with the Green Bay Packers, who were 15-1 last year, who still have a pretty good quarterback. The Texans are better in 17 out of 20 different indicators. Last week it was 20 of 20. Versus the Jets, that turned out to be a little tighter than we anticipated. Sometimes that happens, but even against the mighty Green Bay Packers, who were obviously struggling, but who won 15-1 last year, Houston still better in 17 of 20 categories. They are in the top seven. Houston is in 17 of 20 different indicators. This is a pretty good team. This is a pretty good team, guys. My only concern is they've not really played any strong teams yet. I think San Francisco right now, looking a little better based on the quality of the competition they've faced, but Houston up and down the board, it's hard to find a weakness with this team.
Yeah, that's what we were just saying, Kerry. I mean, they've played Miami, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and the Jets are four of the five wins. Their only kind of tough win was at Denver, but four of the five teams they played, you know, not too tough. However, like you said, they got the Packers. Next week they get the Ravens. Early November they get the Bears, and then that showdown at Gillette Stadium in December. So they're going to be battle tested, but it might take another month or so.
Yeah, so you know, you got to, again, we look at all that. We love the fact that they're you know, we expected them to do well. They're doing very well, but you know, we look at all numbers. We have no dog in any fight other than what the numbers tell us, other than what the cold hard football facts tell us. So if you are looking for a chink in their armor, so to speak, they need to win these next two games against Green Bay and Baltimore. They need to win that Chicago showdown. Chicago, right now, looking much better, I think, than anybody expected. Their defense has scored 28 points. How about that? Wow. Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs each have had a pick six in each of the last two games. I don't know if we've ever seen that, the same two guys with pick sixes in back-to-back weeks in NFL games. So that Chicago team definitely has a playmaking defense. And I think what we've seen, guys, you give Jay Cutler a little bit of time, he's not a bad quarterback. And I wonder if him screaming at his offensive line a few weeks back didn't have an effect that, you know, that make that team step up, because he's kind of had a clean jersey the last couple of weeks. And this team is like, that Chicago Bears team has looked very impressive when you give Cutler a little time to complement what is a very stout defense.
one small note on the Texans. They did lose their linebacker, Brian Cushing, for the year to a torn ACL. That may affect the way their defense has been dominating their opposition. But let's move on to the Seattle Seahawks-New England Patriots game. The Patriots going to play in Seattle, where it's like a different planet over there, Carrie. For some reason, teams do not play well when they go to Seattle. It's loud, it's wet, it's rainy, it's basically Canada. So what's going on with the Seattle Seahawks? What makes them so good at home?
Well, guys, I don't know if it's a geographic isolation, and I don't mean that as a joke. And even you saying it's Canada, it's not that far from Canada. You know, I suppose neither is Buffalo or Boston, really, but... maybe it's something to do with the geographic isolation, because the Seattle Seahawks always have the longest travel schedule of any other team because they're not near anybody. All those teams in the Northeast have a lot of, you know, short travel games. And Seattle Seahawks don't. And for whatever reason, since 2000, they are 37-67 on the road and 67-37, the exact opposite, at home.
Wow.
When they win 36% of their games on the road, and win 64% of their games at home, a similar disparity if you look at them against the spread. It is a dramatic difference. No team has a more dramatic difference at home or on the road. And Bill and Todd, you guys tell me what you think, but is this a good team that plays poorly on the road, or is it a bad team that plays well at home in front of the vaunted 12th man? I don't know right now. I don't have the answer. I like to have the answers, but I think we'll know a lot more after they face New England, who's a favorite in Seattle. And I think, you know, Tom Brady's going into many a stadium with great defenses and taking the crowd out. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. That's why he may be the best of his era. So I don't think that environment is going to intimidate Tom Brady and the Patriots. But I think it's actually more of a statement opportunity for Seattle than it is for New England to go in there and prove that. And, you know, Seattle needs to prove that they can win consistently at home. But now that people are talking about them, can they beat the elite at home? And we'll find out on Sunday.
So, Carrie, I think we just gave birth to a new cold hard football fact quality stat. I know you have 20 quality stats, right?
Yep.
The 21st quality stat is geographic isolation index.
Oh, I like
that.
Let's
go the Todd index for sure.
There you go. You know, to answer your question, are they a good team that plays poorly on the road or a bad team that plays well at home? I would lean towards the latter. I think that they're just kind of an average team with a decent defense, but when they get in that stadium at home, they are dangerous. They are a loud, loud crowd. The weather is always weird up there. You know, and they play tight games at home. They're not blowing people out, but when the games are close, that crowd, it really does, you know, play a role in the game.
Yeah, and right now what we're looking at is a team that's winning with a good defense, and let's face it, it's a bad offense.
Terrible
like
offense.
Wilson,
their offense is so bad. Russell Wilson, the highest yards he has is 220.
What's that?
The highest yards that Russell Wilson has is 220 on the year. Every other matchup, 160, 130, 151, 153. The entire offense is built on Marshawn Lynch, and if he can't move the football, their offense is going nowhere.
And let me cite a couple things here. Why, you know, to show that disparity. And we, you know, what we do at Cold Hard Football Facts, the volume numbers are nice, but we look at the efficiency numbers. Seattle is number one on pass defense in yards per attempt against them. They're only giving up 5 yards every time the opposing quarterback drops back to pass. 5.03 yards,
okay.
A winning number, number one in the NFL. But offensively, they're 30th. They're only gaining 5.4 yards every time Russell Wilson drops back to pass. So that's a bad offense. Not only that, talking about the running game, do you know which team has run the ball more often for more touchdowns than any team in football this year?
Patriots.
It's not the Seattle Seahawks. It's the New England Patriots.
Yeah, Ridley's on a tear.
191 rush attempts, tops in the NFL. 10 rushing touchdowns, 3 more than any other team on pace.
Yep.
Not that they'll keep this pace. On pace for 32 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks, as good as he is, they've only run for 2 touchdowns this year. The Patriots have run for 10 touchdowns through 5 games, leading the NFL. So, you know, and in terms of the Patriots, that's what makes this a compelling game. Great offense, doing a lot of things well, but their defense is almost as suspect, not quite, but almost as suspect as the Seattle offense.
Final score prediction?
Well, you know, Bill, you can get all our picks, our real and spectacular picks at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, but I will tell you, the Patriots winning 23-17. It all comes down to the quarterback in the NFL. Clearly, the Patriots have an advantage in that department, and I don't think Russell Wilson can keep pace with with Tom Brady and the prolific New England offense.
All right, we discussed the Packers and Texans. We went over the Patriots and Seahawks. Let's revisit that NFC Conference Championship game from last year with the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. We mentioned the Niners are number two on our power rankings. We know they're number two on your power rankings. So what do you see this matchup stacking up like?
Can I just throw some numbers real quick on the 49ers, just about what they've been doing lately? As you know, they had, 621 yards of offense last year, the first team in NFL history to both run and pass for more than 300 yards in the same game.
Wow.
So they are on fire in every level, and we wrote about it in great detail, the Coldout Football Stats on Sports Illustrated. Not only do they have the number one scoring defense in football,
yeah,
they are number one in offensive passer rating, the most efficient passing offense in football, number one in real quarterback rating, our measures of all aspects of quarterback play. Number one on our relativity index, a measure of how well you play relative to the quality of your competition. By the way, number one running the football, over 6 yards per attempt right now on the ground, on pace to be the greatest running team in NFL history,
yeah,
breaking the record set by the 1963 Browns. This is a scary, scary good football team right now, guys. And I like them at home. I don't know. I like Eli Manning. I'm a big Eli Manning guy. I think he's the most clutch quarterback in football, but I just don't think right now the Giants have the horses to run with what's shaping up as a very, very good San Francisco team in all aspects of the game.
Well, you look at the New York Giants, and they've been putting up a lot of points, I think second most in the NFL
yep.
right now. But their defense is allowing a lot of points, and with the 49ers offense playing the way they are, like you mentioned, first team ever in NFL history to rush for over 300 and pass for over 300 yards in the same game. The way the Niners offense is playing, let alone how good their defense is, I think that's what's going to give them the advantage in this game. Because while the Giants offense is good, their defense is really subpar at this time.
It's totally. I'm glad you said that, Bill, because I think I don't think, you know, it takes some time. It takes observers a little while sometimes to kind of acknowledge the various strengths and weaknesses of a team. And I think the Giants have a reputation, well deserved, especially with winning two of the last five Super Bowls, well deserved of a great defensive front and a great defense. And I think we all think of the Giants that way as a big, muscular, tough team, right? That's
yeah.
their reputation.
Right.
Right now, though, number one, tied with the Patriots on our offensive hog index, best offensive line in football. Number one in passing yards per attempt, the best team in football with Eli Manning and all those receivers. Getting the ball downfield, but 25th in run defense. They can't stop anybody in the ground.
Nope.
And 31st in passing yards per attempt against them. The only team in football giving up more than 8 yards every time the opposing quarterback drops back to pass. This team is being carried right now by elite Eli Manning in that offense. And that defense right now is a liability. And when you're going up against, you know, what like we just cited all the numbers, we're going up against what right now is a scary good offense. This does not shape up as a good matchup right now for the 49ers. The Giants.
Let's remember how they won that NFC Championship game last year. It was those two fumbles on the special teams.
Yep, exactly. But, you know, with all that said, I don't anticipate a blowout here, guys. To me, the Giants are the best big-game team in football. Eli Manning is the most clutch quarterback, and Tom Coughlin is the best big-game coach of our time. And I think the Giants find a way to make this interesting. I don't think this is a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. The Giants are still the defending Super Bowl champions. They're not a pushover. They're good in a lot of things. They have some weaknesses, but I think they've proven they can muscle up and play bigger than their numbers say they should play in big games. We've seen that for, you know, the last 5 years now.
Todd, do you have any other questions for Kerry? What other games would you like him to break down for us?
I like this game that we're talking about now. I mean, how about Frank Gore? Maybe other than Tony Gonzalez, Frank Gore is another guy that's just found the fountain of youth. I mean, Frank Gore, he's been often injured, and out of nowhere, he's averaging, 5.5 yards per carry?
Yeah.
I mean, where did this come from? He's been in the league 8 years. He's gonna turn 30 this year, which is kind of that dubious age for running backs.
Yep.
Right.
And he looks better than ever. And then, like you said, I mean, they're so efficient. They've got Vernon Davis at tight end. Michael Crabtree finally seems to be coming around after a couple of years of disappointment. Mm-hmm. They've got quality depth at the running back position. Alex Smith doesn't make any mistakes. I mean, this is a team, you know, if they need to, Bill, they can even go Randy Moss on you, right?
Hey,
Manningham,
you know,
Moss, they got a lot of weapons
you
there.
You know who their secret weapon is, Todd?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick. He's come in,
yes.
He's only run the ball a few times, but he's put up some nice yardage. He's helped pad those rushing totals. He is what people anticipated out of, like, Tim Tebow, the guy coming in and playing quarterback and then doing some special things when he steps in there. But right now, I mean, he hasn't run the ball a lot, but when he does, he's put up some nice 10 carries, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's a nice backup quarterback there. That's a couple carries a game where he's making things happen. And he's kind of that's speaking to the depth you talked about, Todd. He right now is, you know, not getting enough carries to be a fantasy play of any kind, but just watching him on Sundays, he's a nice little change of pace to put in there and put some yards and points on the board right now.
He is, you know what he is, Kerry? He's another thing that defensive coordinators have to worry about and plan for. Just another thing they got to deal with. Even if he only gets 2, 3, 4, 5 snaps a game, extremely dangerous. Kaepernick was one of the top dual threat quarterbacks in college football history. And he's got a big arm, too. He can throw that ball about 70 yards if they give him a chance on, like, a hit.
A nice little player.
Yeah, nice. Wasn't he the one who beat Boise State when Boise State should have won the national title a couple years ago, Todd? You're our college football guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a player, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. And I think they have plans for him to keep him around a while. Don't be surprised if down the line he winds up being a starter in this league, whether it's with the Niners or somewhere else in a couple of years.
And I think what the Niners do, they beat you with depth, not just with their starters. The great teams, I think, beat you with depth. And like I said, I don't want to overstate his impact, but when your backup quarterback has rushed for over 100 yards in 5 games and scored 2 touchdowns, that's a nice little change of pace there. And by the way, a little history here that the 49ers have outscored their last 2 opponents by 77 points, 76. It was total 79-3 in their last 2 games over AFC East Patsies, Buffalo and New York.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. The New England Patriots in 2007, the most dominant team since World War II, never outscored back-to-back opponents by close to 77 points. In their best 2 games, they outscored 2 opponents by 66. So you have to go all the way back to the 1985 Bears, who beat the Cowboys and Falcons back-to-back weeks 80-0. To find a team who just did what the 49ers did, the famous 85 Bears, you're going to go back that far to find a team that's done what the 49ers have just done in back-to-back weeks against NFL competition.
Kerry, I'm just curious. Do you have that information in front of you, or is that brain filled with this kind of information? Like, how do you know that?
That's why I meet all the ladies, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
This is how I meet them in the bars, you know?
Yeah.
that I looked up early this week, but I believe me, I have too much football information in my head than a normal person should, but that I did look up this week, I will admit.
All right, folks, he is the incredible Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com, the potentate of pigskin. We call him the master of statistics. I have so many nicknames for this guy. He's just incredible when it comes to football stats. You can get a free trial right now at ColdHardFootballFacts.com. Go check out the website. I guarantee you will love what you find there. You can listen to his show right here, Patriots.com Radio, every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Kerry, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy all the action in Week 6.
Gentlemen, keep up the great work. Enjoy it. Talk to you.
Todd, he's just incredible with the amount of stuff he comes up with.
I'm telling you, Geographic Isolation Index. That's a new stat for Kerry to dive into.
All right, we like that one. We're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
Football Nation, there is no off-season.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Here's a dose of fantasy football from FFChamps.com.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. It is time for a little fantasy football segment. You can listen to our fantasy football show, the Fantasy Football Champs, every Tuesday right here, Patriots.com Radio from 4 to 6. Of course, download the podcast on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter any time of the week with your questions. At FF Champs. If you have a question right now, you're listening to the show live, give us a call, 508-298-0398, or you can send us an email, webradio@patriots.com. Todd, let's start it off with some stardom sit-em.
All right, let's start with the quarterback position, Bill. Who do you like from a start position this week?
All right, I like two guys. Andy Dalton, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, taking on the Cleveland Browns, and Andrew Luck, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, taking on the New York Jets. I'll start with Dalton, all right? Taking on a Cleveland defense that surrendered 12 touchdowns through five games, incredible rate. He's got A.J. Green, Armon Bynes, Andrew Hawkins playing really well, and Jermaine Gresham, the tight end. I think the Browns' defense is one of the worst in the league. Even with Joe Hayden, their top cornerback, coming back this week, I still think Andy Dalton airs it out against the Browns. And then Andrew Luck. Now, the thing about Luck is he's taking on a Jets team that no longer has Darrell Revis, but they're actually still pretty good when it comes to stopping the pass. They have yet to let up a 300-yard passing game to an opposing quarterback. I think Luck, the rookie, is going to be the first one to break that trend. He's taking on the Jets this weekend.
Yeah, a couple notes there, Bill. I think Luck has thrown for over 300 yards in three of his first four games.
He has.
Which is incredible. Back to the Browns and Bengals. How about this? This is the first rematch of the season. These guys played a few weeks ago, if you can remember that. And Dalton threw for 318 yards and three touchdowns in that game. So that's kind of a sign of things to come when they shift gears and play this game in Cleveland. All right, how about the quarterback sits for the week, Bill? Who are the guys you are benching this week?
I'm sitting Ryan Fitzpatrick from the Buffalo Bills and Tony Romo from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the good news about the Cowboys is they had a bye. They're coming off a bye. Hopefully, Romo and his wide receivers had some time to get in sync. But the bad news is They're traveling to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Ravens defense is nasty this year. Only allowed 2 passing touchdowns so far. Now, Romo is actually doing pretty good when it comes to completion percentage and yards per game, both career highs up until this point in the season. But when you're playing on that Ravens defense, all those stats go right out the window. I think Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys are going to get shut down this week when they take on the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick was the other guy you mentioned, right? The Buffalo takes the road to Arizona. And, you know, he's off to a hot start. But, you know, as we've what's your saying with Mr. Fitzpatrick about winter?
Winter is coming.
Yeah. And if it's a – well, there won't be any chill in the air in the Arizona desert there, Bill.
Right.
But I think the point is they have a pretty solid defense there. And Fitzpatrick is really streaky. He was off to a hot streak to start the year. Ice cold last week, and he might be ice cold again this week on the road. Man, how about Buffalo having to go to San Fran and then Arizona in back-to-back weeks? That's not easy to do.
Absolutely not, and I think that's going to affect how much they'll be able to really kind of get into a good chemistry throughout the game. I'm not excited about the Buffalo Bills matchup this weekend against that Cardinals defense. I can see Fitzpatrick on the ground getting sacked, Darnell Dockin and company really going to town on that Buffalo Bills offensive line.
I agree. All right, moving over to running backs. Who are the 2 starts that you like this week?
I got 2 rookies, Todd. Doug Martin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. You know, Doug Martin is playing against a Kansas City defense that is letting running backs score an average of 14 fantasy points against them every single week. They're giving up around 121 rushing yards. Doug Martin coming off a bye with the Bucs. I think he goes to work this week against the Chiefs. And then Trent Richardson, this kid is doing it all, Todd. He's catching passes out of the backfield. He's running in between the tackles. He's running outside the tackles. This is the next great NFL running back. He's playing for the Cleveland Browns, folks. Just get used to seeing a lot of Browns highlights because Trent Richardson is going to be dominant for the next, you know, 5-6 years in the NFL. He's going to be one of the best ones that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I like those picks. Doug Martin's coming off a bye as well, and the Chiefs are licking their wounds after that loss to the Ravens. I like that pick.
Yeah.
2 rookies to keep an eye on. I totally agree with you there. How about the running back sits of the week, Bill? Who are 2 guys that you should probably have riding the pine this week?
Yeah, I got Ahmad Bradshaw. Now, listen, I know he ran wild for 200 yards last week against the Cleveland Browns, but you sit him when he's playing the 49ers defense. They do not let any team score when it comes to rushing. They're letting up the second least amount of points to opposing running backs. The 49ers defense is lights out. Be scared of them. If you see one of your fantasy football players with a matchup against the 49ers, plan on them being on your bench this week. They have yet to give up a rushing touchdown. The last 2 weeks, the Bills got 53 yards rushing. The Jets got 45 rushing yards on the ground. It's just it's simple math here. It's not a good matchup for Ahmad Bradshaw. Leave him on your bench.
Bradshaw didn't do too poorly last year against the Niners in the same venue in the playoffs, though, Bill, if you remember. I know, different team, different year and all that.
Right.
They fed him the ball quite a bit. 20 carries, 74 yards, no touchdowns, and he caught 6 balls for 52 yards. So he was heavily involved in the game plan last year in the playoffs, but different year, and I agree with you. You don't want to depend or rely on any Giants, especially the running game against that Niners D.
No way.
Who's the other guy you don't like this week?
I got Steven Jackson going up against the Miami Dolphins. I know Jackson hasn't I don't think he's scored yet this year. He had 76 yards against the Arizona Cardinals last week. But the Miami defense, they're actually pretty good when it comes to stopping the run. Check out these stats. 54 yards they gave up against the Bengals, 26 yards against the Cardinals, 84 yards against the Jets, 16 yards against the Raiders, and 85 yards against the Texans. There has not been a 100-yard running back against the Miami Dolphins this week. That trend will continue. Leave Steven Jackson on your bench. You'll be happy you did.
Yeah, he hasn't scored more than 8 fantasy points in any game all year.
Terrible. He was on my bust list all in the preseason, and he's still on my bust list here in week 6.
All right, moving over to those wide receivers, who do you like this week?
I got Dwayne Bowe and Michael Crabtree. Dwayne Bowe taking on a Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that is giving up a lot of points to opposing wide receivers. And then Michael Crabtree finally had a breakout game last week against the Bills with 113 yards and a touchdown. New York Giants giving up a lot of points to opposing wide receivers. Just look at what the Cleveland Browns guys did. You know, Jordan Norwood had 9 receptions. Josh Gordon had 82 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those are no-name players. Here you got a high draft pick like Michael Crabtree. I think Alex Smith is going to feed him the ball a lot. Excellent option if you're in a PPR format. And again, I already mentioned Dwayne Bowe taking on those crappy Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary.
Not worried about Brady Quinn slinging him the rock?
Even with Brady Quinn under center, I think Bowe is going to get force-fed the ball. He can go up and make some plays for you.
I agree. I mean, if you have Dwayne Bowe on your roster, I do agree you play him this week. Good matchup. I am concerned about Brady Quinn, and for good reason. I don't have any faith in that guy getting the job done. So I'd be a little concerned, but I agree. The matchup is there for Bowe. You can't bench him, so I'm certainly not endorsing that. All right, here are some guys you might want to bench this week. How about Dez the Pez Bryant, Bill?
Dez the Pez.
You like that?
I do like that one. It's like a Pez dispenser. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
No, you don't. Definitely don't know what's coming out of his mouth. That guy, he's on the road against Baltimore this week. I mean, this guy is the ultimate wide receiver prima donna. There's always a handful of them every year in the league. And this guy, you just, you know, you never know what you're going to get from him.
From an athletic standpoint, he might be top 5 in the NFL. Pure athleticism. But when it comes to bonehead plays, not knowing his playbook, arguing with his coach, arguing with his quarterback, he's also in the top 5 in those categories. It's such a shame. He should be out there making plays. No question about it. He can be on Calvin Johnson's level one day. But until he matures, it's not going to happen, and it's certainly not going to happen this week against the Baltimore Ravens. And another guy I think you should sit is Vincent Jackson, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, believe it or not, Kansas City actually pretty good when it comes to stopping the pass. They shut down Joe Flacco. They shut down Torrey Smith. So I'm leaving Vincent Jackson on the bench this week.
All right, moving over to the tight end position. Can't forget about those tight ends. We talked about those red-hot Vikings, and they have a red-hot tight end by the name of Kyle Rudolph.
Absolutely love Kyle Rudolph this year. He has 4 touchdowns in 5 games. 75% of Christian Ponder's scoring touchdowns, passing touchdowns, have gone to Kyle Rudolph. The Washington defense has given up 361 yards and 4 touchdowns just to tight ends this year. Look at what Tony Gonzalez did last week, 125 yards, 13 catches and a touchdown. Kyle Rudolph is going to have one of his best days of his young NFL career here in Week 6.
They look for him all the time in the red zone. And surprisingly,
yes,
the Vikings are getting in that red zone quite a bit. So Kyle Rudolph is a touchdown maker right now. Who's a tight end that you don't like this week, Bill?
Jacob Tammy. What a disappointment this guy has been. You know, there was a lot of hype coming into the season with him joining forces again with Peyton Manning after they played for a few games together while they were both in Indianapolis. But I'm sitting him this week taking on the San Diego Chargers. I know Jimmy Graham was hurt on that Sunday night game when the Saints beat the Chargers last week in Week 5. But even so, they've been shutting down tight ends even before they took on the Saints and Jimmy Graham. So Tammy's a guy that hasn't found the end zone since Week 1. I'm going to leave him on the bench here in Week 6.
Yeah, and you know who's finding the end zone for the Broncos from a tight end position? It's a guy by the name of Joel Dreesen.
Right.
He has a touchdown in each of the last 3 games.
Exactly.
You know, so that's another reason not to start Tammy. Quite frankly, I'd be giving up on Tammy right now. He'd be on my cut list if I had him. There's too many other tight ends that are getting the job done right now. I wouldn't rely on them. I wouldn't rely on Tammy moving forward. I said this in the preseason. I was actually right on something, Bill. I just don't think Tammy's very talented. I don't care if he's teamed up with Peyton Manning. I just don't think he's good enough to get it done each and every week. Peyton Manning's going to spread the ball around, and that's what he's been doing.
All right, so that was our start and sit. Don't forget, you can listen to our fantasy football show every week here on Patriots.com Radio. We're on Tuesdays, 4 to 6, and you can download the podcast on iTunes. We actually have a fantasy football caller. It's Chris in Kansas City. Now, I'm going to ask Chris if he was at the game, if he was cheering when Matt Castle got hurt. Chris, what's going on, my man? How are you?
I just had a question about quarterbacks. I have Drew Brees, and I had to drop him, or not drop him, but sit him, obviously, because he's on a bye this week, and I picked up Kevin Cole. But someone actually dropped Christian Ponder, so I was curious whose matchup you like better.
Kevin Cobb. Now, Chris, I have no problem answering your question. However, you have to answer one of my questions before I give you the answer to yours. Fair enough?
All right.
Were you at the game, and were you cheering for Matt Castle when he went down with an injury?
I'm actually a diehard Patriots fan, and I have been for 15 years. So,
oh, you just happen to be living
in Kansas
City.
I was not
at
the game. However, it was blown out of proportion from people that were actually there.
Ah, was it? But you're a Patriots fan living in Kansas City?
Correct.
Okay. All right, now back to your fantasy football question. You want to know if you should start Kevin Cobb or Christian Ponder?
Yeah.
Yep, that's his question. I'm going Ponder, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Washington Redskins, they're number 32 when it comes to passing defense. I like Christian Ponder's matchup a lot better than Kevin Cobb against the Buffalo Bills. Even with the Bills giving up a lot of points, they've been doing a lot of that on the ground, so I would absolutely go with Christian Ponder.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I think what you're going to get there, Chris, is consistent production, and he's also a sneaky good runner. He's rushed for over 30 yards twice this year, one rushing touchdown, but he's thrown for two touchdowns or more three times in five games. You know, he's a very consistent guy. He's not going to wow you with some 40-point explosion. The Ponder's red hot right now. The matchup is good. Yeah, they're on the road, but that Redskins defense, Bill, Swiss cheese, baby. I'm going to go with Ponder all day over Kevin Cobb.
Chris, we appreciate your calling in, and thank you for representing Patriots Nation out there in Kansas City.
All right, thanks.
That was a good move. You know, he had Drew Brees on the bye. He went out and picked someone up, and he noticed Kevin Cobb was on the waiver wire. But, you know, we like Christian Ponder better this week.
I mean, the Redskins, Bill, my goodness.
They're so bad on defense.
They're just terrible. And, you know, they haven't faced the meat of that NFC East yet either.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Eagles, for example, they've been terrible offensively. Well, they're going to get much better once they start playing the Redskins. Same with the Giants, they're going to rip them apart. So that's a good thing that we always try to identify in fantasy football, Bill. Who are the terrible, terrible defenses?
Right.
You know, the Bills are one. The Redskins are another. You know, you got to start your guys against those bad defenses.
There was no pondering this one for Todd.
Oh boy.
Ah ha ha.
Wow, that's really bad.
Especially when you have to play your own sound effect for your own match.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Hey, at least I'm not going to be wearing a skirt in Times Square. Oh,
I'm actually looking forward to it. How about that? Hey, we got an email real quick, webradio@patriots.com. An emailer from Sean M. says, we asked who is the biggest joke of the NFL, and Sean agrees with us, Todd. He says the Jets, definitely the biggest joke, especially in fantasy football. He doesn't want to play any of their guys, not even Jeremy Curley. Their defense is no longer good. And as a Patriots fan, he enjoys saying, you know, J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck. And then he also mentions that the Tennessee Titans are just as bad as the Jets. C.J. No-K, that's a nickname we gave him right here on this show, is going to have an awful season. He's already having a really bad year so far. Sean M. kind of agrees with us here about who are the biggest jokes in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not say the Jets? They're highly entertaining if you're into off the field shenanigans, but they're just terrible. I mean, can you see Rex Ryan surviving this? Let's say Bill, they're 2-3 right now.
Yeah.
Let's say they go 5-11, something like that.
Eating a bunch of f-ing cheeseburgers.
Yeah, go get a snack, Rex.
See, Kevin loves it when we talk about the Jets because he's got about 47 sound bites he can chime in.
That's being a jackass.
Yeah, that's because they don't shut up. If I never shut up, you can have 50 sound bites of me, too. I'm sure you already have about half that.
What was that?
It's him saying, I bet most men would like to do a lot of things with those feet.
Oh. There you go. That's all you, Bill. You're the one that's going to be wearing high heels in Times Square.
Yeah,
showing those
Rex,
feet off.
Rex
don't let Rex Ryan see that.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't let Rexy get near you. He'll nibble on your toes.
Oh, that's all I need.
Tasty.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Yeah, Rex likes to eat the snacks.
In the form of Bill's toes.
Todd, even when this team was on Hard Knocks, it was like watching a train wreck. You can't look away.
No, man. Year after year, it was always the Cowboys that were giving us this, you know? The Cowboys,
right.
Jerry Jones, and the circus off the field. And now we've got the Jets and the Cowboys. They're always delivering for us. Got to love it.
You know, I don't know what it is, but one of my friends must have signed me up for Jets season tickets, like, you know, on their email to get contacted, because they are not they won't stop calling me. They're having so much trouble selling tickets. They're basically offering them for $25. It's so pathetic. They have no home field advantage. I say this every week. They're going down the tube so fast. It's I'm telling you,
it's glorious.
It's hard to look away.
It's
hard to look
glorious.
Away. Yeah, I mean, if you're a Patriots fan, it is glorious. If you're from the New York area like I am, it's glorious if you're not rooting for the Jets because it's a train wreck and everyone loves watching it.
Yeah, it would have been great if they would have been on Hard Knocks this year. That would have been just unbelievable. The ratings through the roof.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. Bill and Todd will be right back with you, Patriots.com Radio. We will go over Week 6 play-by-play matchups, break down each of the games, give us some predictions, bold predictions, upsets, biggest blowouts, closest games. We'll have a lot of fun in the next segment. You don't want to go anywhere. You're listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio.
Every football fan has a voice at FootballNation.com.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you at Patriots.com Radio. Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. If you want to chime in about who the biggest joke in the NFL is, or you can hit us up on Twitter, FB Nation or F-Ball Nation. Anyway, Todd, what do you say we get into the Week 6 games? Big matchup on Thursday night, and actually not really a big matchup, more of a big blowout for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. I'm assuming that you're picking the Steelers on this one.
Yeah, it's hard to go with those Tennessee Titans, Bill, the way they're playing right now. Steelers, you know, didn't play great against the Eagles, but they got the job done in a game they really needed to get back to 500. I think that they roll over the Titans tonight. Big Ben, Rashard Mendenhall looks pretty good. Mike Wallace will redeem himself. He had some drops last week, and I think they'll have no problem rolling over the Titans tonight.
How about the Sunday matchups? Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
You know what? Two words: Brady Quinn.
Ugh.
You know, the you got Tampa Bay coming off of a bye. They're at home. Kansas City, a little bit of turmoil going on there. No, right. Matt Castle. Not that Matt Castle is anything great, but they got Brady Quinn. They're gonna strut out there onto the field. I'm taking the Bucs in this one.
Both of these teams have one win, so if you're taking the Bucs, you're expecting them to get the two wins before the Chiefs do, heading into what would be Week 7 for next week. All right, moving on. The Indianapolis Colts taking on the joke of a franchise of the New York Jets.
Colts are looking good. You know, Andrew Luck is the real deal. There's been a lot of press this week, Bill, about, you know, even on Football Nation, we had an interview with Ian Rappaport talking about how Andrew Luck is better than Peyton Manning at this point in his career. That's some big talk right now. And I, you know me, he's my man crush. One of my man crushes, right? I've got a couple of them in the NFL. And Andrew Luck, I think he's the real deal. There you go. I think that Andrew Luck gets the job done on the road in the circus that is the New York Jets, and the Colts pull it out.
All right, how about the Battle of Ohio? I feel like we just said this a couple weeks ago. Battle of Ohio, Cincinnati, yep. Bengals taking on the Cleveland Browns.
You know what? I'm going against your Bengals, Bill. I'm actually going to say that the Battle of Ohio is going to go to the Browns in this one in a boring ball game. The Browns pull it out. Trent Richardson's the star. He has his best game yet. The Browns upset the Bengals at home.
Over under four times, you'll see highlights of that game on the NFL Red Zone.
Four is the over under?
Yeah.
It's right about right. That's just a terrible game. I don't know. It just never does anything for me, no matter what, even if the Bengals are good. You know, your Bengals, by the way, Bill, you said they'd be 7-0. They're 3-2, about to go 3-3. Right?
Yeah, I was way off.
Hey, you know, every week you put your foot in your mouth at least once. And so, you know, we've got about 30 minutes left in the show for you to say something really dumb. So I can't, you know, we'll figure out what it is.
Keep your ears open. All right, moving on. Next game, Detroit Lions 1-3, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles 3-2.
Bill, I'm going with the road dogs.
What?
I think the Lions go into Philadelphia fresh off of a bye week and take down the Eagles. The Eagles are playing terribly on offense right now. Did you look at the stats? The Philadelphia Eagles, next to the Cowboys, have scored the least amount of points in the NFC, and the Cowboys had a bye. So the Eagles played one more game.
Right.
I think the wheels are about to fall off in Philadelphia. The Vic, all the Vic stuff. Now there's talk about his dog at home, and it's, you know, we talked about the circus that is the Jets. The Eagles are also one of those teams that has the potential for being a kind of circus-like, and I think that the Lions go in there and upset the Eagles in Lincoln Financial Field.
Wow, I can't see that happening, so I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I think the Eagles beat the Lions here in Week 6. They'll improve to 4-2. The Lions, would it fall down to 1-4? Moving on to the Oakland Raiders taking the trip all the way to the East Coast, take on the Atlanta Falcons, who are sitting pretty at 5-0. But Todd, you said you didn't believe in the Falcons as much as most people do at this point. Are you think this is a trap game for the Falcons?
No, I think this is a great game for them. Okay. It's at home. They got the Raiders coming all the way across the country. I think that the Falcons take care of business in this one. I just don't believe. You know, when's the last time the Falcons won a playoff game, Bill?
they'd never won a playoff game with Matt Ryan under center.
Exactly. So I'm talking about, you know, as far as winning a title, going deep into the playoffs, I'm not a believer in the Falcons. As far as beating the Raiders at home in a meaningless game for the Raiders, pretty much, you know, I think they can take care of them.
All right, moving on to the St. Louis Rams and the Miami Dolphins. We mentioned the Bengals and the Browns in the Battle of Ohio. I think this is the next worst game in terms of offense. Rams and the Dolphins, both of these teams not exactly scoring in bunches.
Bill, I've had a pretty good read on these Rams this year.
You like the Rams.
If you can remember back, I said they'd go 7-9 this year, which is a huge improvement from last year. I like Jeff Fisher as their coach. I just think he brings a new mentality to that franchise. And right now they're sitting there at 3-2. This is a winnable game for the Rams, and I'm going to call the Rams pull this one out in a low scoring, like you said, kind of a boring game. I think the Rams go to 4-2. No comment from you on that, huh?
No. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to wrap my head around it because I thought the Rams were going to be really bad this year. So the Rams are going to be 4-2. That division, what's going on with that NFC West division? All right, so I'm assuming we didn't get to the Niners yet. We'll do the division later, but Rams 4-2. That's pretty interesting. That's interesting that you bring
up. They won't last long at 4-2, but I think that this is a good game, a good matchup for them, and they can win this one on the road.
Well, let's finish out these games, and then we'll revisit that NFC West because I think it's a pretty intriguing division for the NFC. Dallas Cowboys and the Baltimore Ravens. Cowboys coming off a bye. They're sitting at 2-2. Baltimore Ravens inside the top five on our Football Nation power rankings. They're 4-1.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to be ready to roll against the Cowboys at home. I think the home game is that's the whole difference here. I think the Ravens take down the Cowboys, even though the Cowboys are coming off a bye week. I think Tony Romo's struggles continue. Dez DePez continues his knucklehead route running, and the Ravens get the job done.
Now, I want to move on to the next game because this is why I felt like that Rams prediction was so easy for them to move to 4-2, because the Buffalo Bills are taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And I actually think the Bills are going to pull off the upset in this one, which would make the Cardinals 4-2.
Yeah, and you might be right. Actually, this one was the one game I kind of saved for last when I was doing my predictions.
Yeah.
The only thing, I'm going to go with the Cardinals only because I don't like the Bills on two long road trips back-to-back. They had to go to San Fran last week. They got waxed. Now they got to go to the desert. That's a long back-to-back road trip, Bill. I'm going to take the Cardinals to win it, but I'm not a believer in the Cardinals either, but I think that, again, the matchup is right. I think they'll take them down at home against those Bills.
All right, some more interesting games now. We have the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. We discussed this game a little bit earlier in the show, but I think we expect the Patriots to win, but playing in Seattle, man, you just never know with that 12th man over there in the
Seahawks. You know, it's cliche, but I think the Patriots just can't let Seattle hang around. Don't let them hang around. If they get out to a nice lead, if you can get out to a 10-0 lead, 13-0, 14-0, I think the Patriots can coast. The Seahawks are not built to come from behind.
Not at all.
Not at all. So I think that you'll know a lot about this game middle of the second quarter. If it's close, I think the game will be close throughout. I do think the Patriots win either way. I think the Patriots are actually going to jump out to a decent lead and kind of ride it out. And I think that they're going to win this game. I'm going to call for an oddball score. I'm going to call it 26-13.
Ooh, interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, the thing about the Seattle Seahawks defense is they're really good at stopping the run. So it'll be interesting to see if Stephen Ridley continues with that fumbleitis here in week 6. And if so, how does that affect how much playing time Brandon Bolden, Shane Vereen, and Danny Woodhead would get? Because Seattle, they force a lot of turnovers. So that'll be interesting. Just keep your eye on the fumbling issue with Stephen Ridley in this one. Let's move on to the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers, a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. You think the Niners continue their dominance on both sides of the football in the week 6?
I agree with Kerry that the Giants are a big game team, and they usually show up for these big games. So I think they'll make a game of this. This is not going to be a blowout. However, I think that the Niners are just a buzzsaw right now, and Harbaugh's going to have them fired up for this one. Yeah, they crushed the Bills last week, but it was the Bills. Now they got the Giants coming out there. They've been home for a couple weeks now, those Niners, after a couple East Coast road trips.
Right.
And I think they're sitting pretty at home. I think they take care of business against the Giants in a good game.
All right, next game, Minnesota Vikings taking on the Washington Redskins. We expect Robert Griffin III to take the field despite suffering a mild concussion. Now, we're on the radio. You can't see my air quotes, but I'm doing a mild concussion with quotation marks around it because, you know, what is a mild concussion these days? Robert Griffin didn't even know the score of the game he was playing in after that big hit but he's expected to play in week six. I can't believe it, but that is the facts.
Yeah, and it makes it hard to predict this game. If RG3 was healthy and he didn't have a concussion last week, I probably would actually pick an upset here with the Redskins.
Wow.
But I can't do it because I don't know how long he's going to play, and if they have to throw in Mr. Cousins, their other rookie quarterback, I can't go with that. The Vikings are playing good ball right now. Ponder's looking good. The defense looks nice. I'm going to take the Vikings on the road.
All right, a couple more games to get to. Sunday night, prime time. Green Bay Packers sitting at 2-3, coming off a loss to the Indianapolis Colts. They're taking on the 5-0 Houston Texans. Who is getting the loss in this one, and who is going to, you know, continue to fall down the standings? Is it going to be the Texans getting their first loss of the season, or is it going to be the Packers continuing to drop like a lead weight in a pool?
I'm going to go with the Packers.
I
don't know if you call it an upset. I guess it is an upset. I think this is a kind of they're getting close to must win territory here in a way, because those Vikings are not looking like they're going to slow down. The Bears aren't slowing down. Those two teams are 4-1 right now. Vikings, I'm calling them to go 5-1.
Right.
They can't fall too much further behind here. They're going to start running out of time. I know we're only here in the beginning of October, or middle of October. I think the Packers win this game. It's going to be close. I think it's going to be a really hard-fought game. I think the Texans are due, even though they're at home, they're due to make a few mistakes. They haven't made mistakes in a while, and I think the Packers pull it out.
That'll be interesting to see. J.J. Watt, I mean, if you haven't watched this kid on defense yet, it's just so much fun to watch him. High-energy player. He's got a big-time motor, as they say on the NFL commentators, but he's just a lot of fun to watch. And then you have Clay Matthews. On the other side, he's a lot of fun to watch from the defensive aspect. And then, of course, for the Texans, you love watching Arian Foster run the football. He does it better than no one else in the NFL. And then Aaron Rodgers for the Packers. So,
well, what do you have in this game? Do you see the Packers going to 2-4?
Do I see the Packers going to 2-4? Yes, I do. I think the Texans improved to 6-0. I think the Packers dropped this one. You know, the thing about the Packers is, they used to get up so many. They used to get beat up on teams by scoring so many points. But even last year, when they were 15-1, their defense allowed a lot of points. This year, their offense isn't really scoring that much. 20 points a game. You know, they have the occasional 28, 30 point game, but their offense isn't lighting it up like they did in 2011. The Houston Texans have a really good defense, and their offense does the job. So they get the job done. So I think the Texans win at home 6-0.
All right. How about that Monday night game, Bill? We got an AFC West showdown. You got Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos traveling to San Diego to take on Philip Rivers and Ryan Matthews and company. Who do you like in that one?
I like the Broncos in this one. I think Peyton is very upset after losing to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for once again in his career. It seems to happen all the time. I think he's going to be upset about it, and he's going to try to take it out on Philip Rivers and Norv Turner. We don't like the way Norv Turner coaches, especially when he has a lead like he did in Week 5 against the Saints. I think the Broncos don't even give them that chance. They wipe them out here on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, interesting game, because if the Chargers do pull it out, Bill, they'd be 4-2. Denver would be 2-4. So the Broncos need this one to go into a tie for first place with the Chargers. I think the Broncos get the job done as well. Should be a pretty good game. Actually, I think that's going to be a pretty high-scoring game.
All right, speaking of divisions, Todd, we wanted to go back and revisit that NFC West division. But since we're on the AFC West right now with the Denver Broncos and San Diego Chargers, let's stick with them. Okay, earlier in the year, we kind of did our playoff predictions, our champions of each division. So right now, AFC West, who's winning it? Who's taking it down? Who's going to the playoffs?
I'm going to still go with those Broncos. I don't believe in the Chargers at all. I just think Norv Turner's a terrible head coach. One's done less with more than Norv Turner over the years. It's amazing he still has a job out there. And I'm going to take the Broncos. As long as Manning can stay healthy, I think that, you know, their offense will get better and better. Willis McGahee's not going to fumble like he did last week every week. I think the Broncos will go maybe 9-7 and take the division title.
All right, how about the AFC North?
The AFC North, the Steelers aren't done yet. You know, they got off to a slow start. I think they'll be right in the mix with Baltimore, but I have to go with the Ravens winning that division right now.
I agree. I think the Ravens have it together this year. Similar to what they had it together last year, too. But I think this is going to be a year the Ravens kind of come out on top of that division once again. AFC South, I think everyone's going with the Texans on this one.
Yeah, you know, I like the Colts to hover around 500 this year, which would be a nice improvement in Andrew Luck's rookie year, but that's no match for the Texans. Texans are only going to lose a couple games this year. So unless they have more injuries, Bill, they were able to, you know, they were pretty resilient last year in the face of some injuries, but if they can stay relatively healthy, you're looking at 13-3 probably for those Texans.
How about the AFC East? You going with the Patriots?
Yeah, this is another really bad division outside the Patriots. I mean, really, the Jets, we've talked about them ad nauseum on this show. You got the Bills, whose defense is woeful, and the Dolphins with Tannehill, who's looked good at times. But the Dolphins, please. I see the Patriots going 5-1 or 6-0 in this division and taking it in a runaway.
Which division has the worst teams? AFC South with the Jaguars and the Titans, or the AFC East with the Bills and the Jets?
Wow. I would say the two worst teams, I would go with AFC South. Jacksonville and Titans are terrible.
Yeah.
They're awful. If you want to take that third team into the mix, then it's a conversation because the AFC East, you know, the third team would be Jets, Bills, and Dolphins. I like the Colts for the AFC South. So yeah. It depends on your question there.
All right, NFC West. Now, the reason why I wanted to hold off on the when we were talking about the St. Louis Rams is because I thought the Arizona Cardinals would get upset this week against the Buffalo Bills. That would put them at 4-2. Rams would be 4-2. We think the Niners can run away with the division. That kind of leaves the Seattle Seahawks as the odd man out here.
I think that, I think the Rams are going to finish around 7-9. The Seattle will be in that range as well. 7 or 8 wins, I think, is a fair thing for them. The Cardinals, I think, might be on the upper half of that, probably looking at 8 or 9 wins. And the Niners will have, you know, double-digit wins. So it's an interesting division, Bill. But at the end of the day, I think the Niners are just way too much. I mean, look at the quarterbacks outside of Alex Smith, right? Look at the quarterbacks. You got Sam Bradford, Russell Wilson, and Kevin Cobb or John Skelton. Right. That's all you need to know. Over time, we have a small sample size right now of 5 games. Over the course of 16 games, those quarterbacks are going to make more mistakes than they are going to make good plays, and therefore I think that the mistake-free Niners, you know, they're going to roll through that division.
I totally agree with you. Let's move on to the NFC North. This is a great division.
This is turning out
to be one of the best divisions in football this year.
It really is, you know. And I'm calling for the Lions to upset the Eagles this week to go to 2-3. If they don't, they're going to 1-4, and they could be the wheels could start coming off there in Detroit and the Motor City. Yeah. But you look at the Packers 2-3, and they have to go on the road to play the best team in football. The Vikings have a winnable game. I mean, they could be 5-1, and the Packers could be 2-4 after this week. That's
amazing.
I can't
believe that. And then the Bears are on a bye.
Yeah, the Bears are, you know, they're with Jay Cutler. Who knows what's going to happen with them? They're going to have their ups and downs, but the way that, you know, 4-1 is 4-1, and those Bears right now are looking like they're going to be a playoff contender all year long.
All right, let's go to the NFC South. The Falcons kind of have taken this one by storm. The Saints are not playing well. The Bucs aren't playing well, and we all know the Panthers aren't playing well. You see the Falcons finishing on top of this division?
Yeah, they've got out to such a nice lead here, and they're going to go 6-0 after the, you know, dispose of the Raiders at home in the Dome. They're going to be 6-0, and a couple of these teams are going to be 4 or 5 games behind already. So, the Falcons will win the division. The question is, can Carolina or the Saints, can one of those two teams, I don't really believe in Tampa Bay, can one of those two teams, you know, go on a streak here and try to get back to 500 and try to knock on the playoff door? That's going to be the question.
All right,
You picked the Panthers to go to the Super Bowl, and they're 1-4 right now, right?
That was another foot in mouth by Bill Enright.
So, you know, those are the teams you got to watch. I got to believe the Saints are going to play better than they played in the first month of the season, right? They're going to either play the role of spoiler, or they're going to get into that playoff mix if they can get to 9 wins. You know, and that's saying a lot when you start off 1-4. They're going to have to go, 8-3 the rest of the way to be 9-7. That's a tall task for the Saints, but it's possible.
All right, last division we have to get to is the NFC East. Who's coming out on top in this one?
I'm going to go with those New York Giants.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll be pretty. Washington's not ready to take the next step, obviously. Their defense is terrible. So they'll probably finish in last place. The Cowboys, can't believe in them either. And the Eagles, they have a lot of offensive struggles right now. Nobody talks about it, but their offensive line is a huge problem. They lost All-Pro Jason Peters in the offseason. He's done for the year. They lost their rising star center, Jason Kelce, for the year. So they're playing with three, you know, and they got guys in there that just can't block. And Vic As you know, he's the wrong guy to have back there because he'll hold the ball longer than he should anyway. So the Eagles have offensive line problems, and that's why they haven't scored. They've only scored 80 points in five games, Bill.
That's one of the worst in the league. So, yeah, that's very telling stat about their offense.
The Giants have scored twice as many points, literally.
Right.
They've scored 152 points, almost twice as much.
Yeah. You mentioned it's not going to be ugly, and I agree. The NFC East is never a clear-cut winner. Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, they all kind of beat up on each other. But the interesting thing to take note of, the Giants and the Eagles play against each other in Week 17 at MetLife Stadium. So that could be the game, the deciding factor with who's going to play, who's going to the playoffs, who's going to take down this division.
By then, Bill, it'll be Eli Manning versus Nick Foles.
Wow, the backup for the Eagles. You think Nick's going to be knocked out already?
Oh, yeah, I can't believe he made it into October. He didn't, you know.
He's sitting at home with the Phillies.
Yeah, so that game might not mean as much as you think. But no, you know. It's always one of the more entertaining divisions, and even with the Redskins probably finishing in the cellar, they have, as long as RG3's healthy, they're a dangerous team.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on Football Nation. Last segment coming up, we'll go through the entire Patriots schedule for the rest of the season, break it down, win, loss, tell you who we think they're going to win against, who you think they're going to lose against. That's coming up next. Right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Life is good when you're a Patriots fan.
Woo-wee!
It's even better when they're winning.
Brady, back to throw. Looks, fires. Caught, touchdown! Rob Gronkowski!
It's time for Bill and Todd to break down the Pats on Football Nation.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you at Patriots.com Radio. Even our producer, Kevin Collins, will be chiming in during this segment. We want to break down the Patriots' schedule for the upcoming, remaining, we're in week six. So how many more games is that, Todd? 10 more games? I'm not good at math.
Oh, boy. The math major, Bill Enright.
Yeah. How many more games is that?
How many do they play, Bill? How many games?
They played five.
They played 16 games minus five.
16-game season.
11 games.
Carry the one.
Is it 11?
Square root of 5. I'm lost.
Is the answer 11?
Common denominator.
Come on.
What,
11
what
games,
is that movie?
Right?
Hey, one, Bill, two, three, what is that movie? A Beautiful Mind? Remember that movie with Russell, what was his name? Russell Crowe? What was that guy's name?
Yeah,
he's
Russell
like
Crowe.
He's like the math wizard, and he writes everything in chalk on the glass.
Yeah, starts seeing everybody.
You're the opposite of the Beautiful Mind, whatever that is.
I am the opposite
so
of that.
So he's not like in Good Will Hunting with the janitor doing all
I'm
this
the
quadratic
of that
equations.
I'm the opposite of that, too, yeah.
Yeah, terrible. All right, so what do we got here, Bill? We're going to go through the Patriots schedule game by game, and we're going to actually let our producer chime in here, too.
Yes, there is 11 more games. I just counted on my fingers. I have 11 fingers. I just counted all the games. There's 11 more. So right now the Patriots are sitting at 3-2. All right. Now, they had back-to-back losses in week 2 and through week 3 to the Cardinals and Ravens. We all know that. The last time they had back-to-back losses was last year. Look at what they did. Week 8, they lost to the Steelers. Week 9, they lost to the Giants. And then they banged out 8 wins in the regular season, and they took it all the way to the Super Bowl. So, is that going to happen again this year? It certainly looks like it based on their upcoming schedule, right? Right now they have week 6. They're taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Kevin, win or loss?
I'm going to say win.
All right, so now they're four. Todd, you agree?
Win. Yeah, all right, so now they're 26-13.
So once we get all the records down for the three of us, we'll write down each guy's record, and we'll see who's right.
All right.
And I'll save this.
All right, you save it, because I can't talk, write down, and do math at the same time. You're killing me.
Well, I'll try to help you, Bill.
Well, you can record it. Why don't you record this conversation?
Yeah, that's my job.
All right,
I got you.
All right. All right, week 7, New York Jets. All right, so we all have them at 4-2 right now. So week 7, New York Jets, win or loss?
I'm going to say win. Todd?
This is at home. It's a win.
All right, I'm saying win, too. We all have them at 5-2. Week 8 against the Rams. Kevin?
I'm going to say win.
Todd?
Win.
6-2. I agree. Week 9, bye. Kevin?
So the Bills game's at home. I'm going to say win.
I tried to trick him there, Todd. He didn't even pick up on it.
All
right, week 10. You say win,
yep.
Kevin?
Bills at home, yep.
All right, Bills at home. Todd?
Win.
All right, what are we at? 7-2?
Yeah, so we're not even arguing. This is terrible.
Colts. Well, because their schedule's so easy. It'll get interesting
at week 14.
Colts game
is at home as well.
Colts at home.
So I'm going to say win.
All right.
Win.
Todd?
I agree.
I agree, too. 8-2, right?
Yep.
Jets again.
I'm gonna say by the time this game happens, the Jets are just gonna be in such disarray that the Patriots win.
Tim Tebow will probably be starting by then. I think the Patriots win as well. Todd, you agree?
Win.
9-2. Week 13, Miami Dolphins.
All right, so this one's in Miami, I think, here.
Yep, at Miami. 1 o'clock.
All right. The Patriots historically never play well in Miami. Or not never play well, but they historically have had some tough games down there.
I'm gonna go
loss.
Ooh.
You're stealing my thunder, dude.
Ooh.
I agree. It's a loss. They gotta lose one of these games. They gotta lose
somewhere.
I
think it's sort of a
no, they don't.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's sort of a like a little bit of a trap game too before the Texans build up. So they might, you know what I mean?
They got Texans and Niners right after that.
When your coach is Bill Belichick, there's no such thing as a trap game. He always makes sure that every player is very focused on the game at hand. He never looks ahead. I don't believe in traps,
right?
The Cardinals have – what do you mean just like the Cardinals? The Cardinals had a tough defense that game.
All right, Bill, so are you saying win?
I'm saying win against the Dolphins.
All right, so there's one difference.
Well, now I totally lost our records. What did I have
on that? All right, Bill, you have them at 10-2.
Right, 10-2.
And we have them at 9-3.
All right, so week 14, Texans. Kevin?
I'm going to say win.
That's where you're wrong, my friend. Todd, what do you got?
That is a Monday nighter at home against the Texans.
In the cold.
They're coming off a Dolphins loss. They win.
See, I think that's going to be their loss.
I like that game, especially after watching the Texans kind of struggle with the Jets the other night. If you had to ask me today, I'll definitely take the Pats.
The last game I want to come to, so just keep that in mind.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. It's going to be cold, though, Bill. I'll warn you.
I went to Syracuse for 4 years, Kevin. I think I can handle the cold.
But they play in a dome, though.
Yeah, but I still had to walk to class every day.
Oh, I see. I didn't do much of that at UMass. You know, there was no such thing as class.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say
it was to like the dining hall and the package store, and that was it.
Okay.
All right. So then we got what do we got next?
Wait. So we're all tied up again, right? 10-3.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Week 15. San Francisco 49ers
at home Sunday night game.
Kevin.
Loss. Todd says loss.
All right. Kev's going to say win.
I'm going to say win as well.
All right.
I think they lose to the Texans. listen, my opinion is they lose to the Texans, they beat the Niners. If they beat the Texans, they lose to the Niners.
Yeah,
they're going to win or lose one of those two games.
I think the majority of the fan base in America feels that with those two games back-to-back at home, they're going to lose one of them. I just don't happen to subscribe to that theory, that's all.
I think one of those games is going to be a loss as well. But not the Dolphins. Come on, you guys haven't lost to the Dolphins.
I don't know. Team struggles down in Miami.
All right. So I think we have...
We're still...
Now they're at Jacksonville.
No. We still, all of us are 11-3?
No, I'm 10-4.
Bill's 10. Todd's 10-4. Bill and I are 11-3.
All right. Jacksonville.
Say win.
Win.
All right.
Winning.
Dolphins.
Win.
Win.
All right, we all have win. So, Todd, the only difference
I'm 12-4.
12-4, yeah.
12-4.
Bill and I are, 13-3, I think.
13-3.
So there are the differences.
One game. Ooh, it's going to be close. All right, now let's have even more fun. What are we going to bet on?
What?
What do you mean?
Well, we have to have some kind of bet here.
It's a family show.
No. We have to have some kind of, like, something on the line here to make it fun.
Okay. I don't know. We might have to come up with something.
It's kind of tough, Kevin, it's me and you against Todd.
You and I are on the team.
Yeah, so for once, you guys can stop ganging up on me. We can gang up on Todd a little bit.
I don't know how
that?
I feel about hitching my wagon to a guy that's going to be dressed in drag and Tom's.
Oh, come on, man.
I like my chances. I mean, is the bet that the Patriots are going to lose at least four games? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's record-based.
I love that.
Yeah, record-based.
I mean, they have to go... Man, for you guys to win, they have to go 10-1 the rest of the way.
Yeah. I'm well aware that.
I'll totally take that bet. You guys crazy?
Well, the odds are on your side.
Yeah, the odds are on my
side.
Sure.
But well, Bill, that means you have to have a better, bigger payout.
Bill and I are believers.
We are believers. Don't stop believing.
We're dreamers.
You said it best.
You are dreamers. Well, we'll come up with something for next week.
It has to be something sort of like unique. Maybe
can I go double or nothing on the drag queen? Drag?
Well, no. Well, hang on, Todd, because if by that time it's going to be like New Year's, and if he loses, it's going to be cold.
It's so cold.
You know? So you might want to reconsider.
Who, me?
Yeah. I mean, if we go double.
I'm winning this bet. They're not going to go 10-1.
So then why would you do double or nothing?
But for sure, I'm not dressing in drag either way. So
I will represent our half of the bet, Kevin.
All right, that's fine. But then what is Todd, if we win, though, if it's double or nothing? So
well, I can't make Todd, you know, Todd's got kids, he's got a family,
he's
got a wife.
That's true.
Todd's a family man. Crazy stuff that I do.
We'll come up with something.
Drinks at Gillette.
What happens in 3 days if they lose to Seattle? Then would you guys reconsider this bet?
Ooh. I mean, but a bet's a bet. You can't change. You can't renege on the bet.
I'm just telling you guys.
I'll go double or nothing.
I'm just telling you guys. All right.
Week 6.
Let's
Seattle.
Wrap this thing up. Let's
yeah,
wrap this
no,
puppy
I think
up.
They win. I think they win. If history is any indication, the last time they lost two games in a row, they reeled off 8 straight wins. I think they do it again this year. By the way, that eighth win, they just won against the Bills. They just won against the Broncos. So that's 2. 3 would be Seahawks, 4 Jets, 5 Rams, 6 Bills, 7 Colts, 8 Jets again. Ooh, you guys might be right with that Dolphin game. That's that ninth game. If that 8th game winning streak come to an end, it would come to an end.
Yeah, we're smarter than we look. It's okay.
Oh, so you looked ahead and you knew that. See, I just
No, I didn't. I just went with the old gut, and I happen to have a big gut, so I went with it.
All right. Any closing words before we cut out the show and heading to week 6?
Just looking forward to my trip to Seattle. So
bring your passport.
Yeah, I'll update you guys when I get back next week and let you know if it's as loud as everyone says.
Are you
going
to throw the fish in the fish market?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's Pike's Fish Market. I plan on trying to hit that up in the Space Needle on Saturday morning and then
good for you. That sounds like a fun trip.
Do some exploring Saturday and then head to that USC Washington game on Saturday night.
Good. Nice. Have fun. Make sure you check out the USC cheerleaders. I got to see them in action
a couple weeks ago. Isn't that what they're called?
At the Meadowlands.
Yeah, the Song Girls.
All right. I'll try to get a picture and tweet at you guys.
I like that. Todd, any closing words? Final thoughts?
No, I was a little disappointed. You didn't really stick your foot in your mouth too much today.
I'm learning.
You gave Kevin very little ammunition for next week's show, so that's a little disappointing.
All right. Well, I'll try to bring some more entertainment next week. For our producer, Kevin Collins, did an excellent job today. My man, Todd DeVries. I am Bill Enright. Thank you so much for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. Have a lot of fun in Week 6.
headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.